Now, I'm joined in the studio by Donal Higgins, and Donal is a presenter on DCTV, which I assume, Donal, you're very, very welcome to the studio.
Thanks very much, Jack.
And I assume DCTV is Dublin City Television, am I right?
Dublin Community Television.
No, see, I'm wrong, and I think that's probably a very important distinction to make, that it's a community TV. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about DCTV?
Well, DCTV, I think, has been on air for about 5 years now. It was started up by, well, amongst others, your very own Ciarán Murray is involved in it, and Ciarán Moore. There's a couple of Ciarans involved. It gets a bit confusing at times trying to remember who's who. And I suppose, like Near FM...
Just for the sake of our listeners, Ciarán Murray is our boss here, so we try and mention his name as often as we can on air.
You know, yeah. So well, I saw him in the corridor, so I figured I better give him a mention. He might be listening in.
What was his name again? But sorry.
So we're on air, and like Near FM, it's a community media project trying to give voices to people who wouldn't get heard in the mainstream media usually. I suppose we have a wide variety of programmings. I'm mostly involved with the current affairs end of things. I present and help produce a program called The Live Register, which was broadcast just before Christmas there, and we're sort of currently in a pre-production stage, looking to get a new season of things starting up soon enough.
Sorry, Donald, cut across you. Yeah. The Live Register, is that just purely coincidental? Does it have a team of people who are unemployed and claiming, or who are on the Live Register?
Most of us are on the Live Register, as it happens, yeah.
Most of the country, I think.
There's a sizable chunk. It's somewhere between 360 and 400,000 at this stage, depending on the figures. And I suppose we're with that amount of people on the dole, well, we're just trying to not necessarily represent those people, but to try and present a slightly alternative version.
But it is very important that the people, you know, who are on the dole, who might maybe disenfranchised.
Oh, absolutely.
Get a voice.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, if you're in Kildare Street in Leinster House, and if you sneeze, you'll be covered by four or five cameras.
Yeah.
Whereas the ordinary Joe Soap, and this is the thing we try and do here on Near FM, and I just give our text number if anybody wants to ever get on air. 0876944500 is our text number. And it is important to point out that, like DCTV, Near FM is a community radio station, and Dublin Community Television is a community television station. The whole idea is to give a voice to people who might be a little bit disenfranchised or out of the majority. But sorry, I cut across you there.
No, you're fine. Yeah, well, it's the same thing. It's basically, we have to sort of go out and, rather than mediate their voices and us go and say, well, this is what, you know, this group of people are doing, it's far more important to get them to come in and to produce it themselves and make it themselves. So like Near, I suppose training is also a very important part of what we would do out in DCTV.
No, they say any old idiot can present a radio programme. It takes a special kind of idiot to do television. I would imagine there's a lot of training involved, isn't there? I mean, it is quite tricky.
Well, I suppose I came into the community media with a degree, so I had a college behind me in how to, well, supposed to know how to create media. Some people would argue whether we do it properly or not. There are technical elements to making television that are obviously different to radio. But it is a skill that it's pretty easy to get the basics of it. And once you get the hang of it, it's quite easy to get good at it, you know. I mean, some of the best producers we've come across have no formal qualifications at all. But they're more than able to do it.
Well, if you look at some of the broadcasting greats in Ireland, I'm not sure, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but I mean, I know, or I think Gay Byrne, and I'll give him his full title, Dr. Gay Byrne, because he has a doctorate. But he would have no qualifications in broadcasting.
Has he not? No, I wouldn't
think so. But I mean, and he's one of our best, obviously.
One of our most famous and renowned, obviously.
Exceptionally good broadcaster. Pat Kenny has I think he's a science background. Joe Duffy, social worker. Myself, I was a photographer. So that's four of the top broadcasters.
Four of the top broadcasters.
I like the way I worked that in. that was cute. Equipment, Donal. What kind of equipment would you have? Would you have a lot?
We have a fully functioning studio out there with three studio cameras with a sound desk and a vision mixer. Everything that you'd expect to find in a studio, we all have it, as well as having stuff like DSLRs and other sound equipment where we can go out of the studio.
No, what's a DSLR?
Oh, it's a type of camera, basically, a digital camera, yeah. Sorry, digital camera, and we can use those filming sort of on location.
No, somebody told me that's your ordinary camera that you... Well, I know, I mean, I have one or two of them, but it's your ordinary... Modern camera.
It looks like a photography camera as opposed to a video camera.
But because of advances in technology, that they can be used now, obviously, for video, which is of an exceptionally high quality.
Oh, yeah, like they're high definition.
The film Black Swan, I think, was filmed on a DSLR.
Was it really? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like there are high definition, full quality cameras, broadcast quality cameras. And I think nowadays they're relatively cheap to get, so it's quite easy and cheap in a sense to go out and make some media. It's just a question of how well you do it properly. Or
now, there's a lot of things. I mean, I noticed recently I was in Kildare Street outside Leinster House at a couple of protests and events. For example, the Magdalen Laundries the night that Aunt Taoiseach apologised to the victims of the Magdalen Laundries and other events like that, but a lot of people were there filming the event with what we call, you know, DSLRs or not the big ones that you put over your shoulder.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of, I noticed again last night on the news when the Taoiseach and Taoiseach were announcing the referendum on the Shannon, that some people in the press gallery were actually filming it on the SLRs, and they're probably things that everybody now has, or a lot of people.
Yeah, they're easy to get. Yeah. They're cheap enough to get, and they're excellent quality, so they're good to use. And that Magdalen Laundries, I'm sure that there was quite a few people from or who would have been linked to DCTV who were there filming it.
Yeah.
I know. I think. Aubrey, who works on the live register with us, was down there filming at that stage.
But it's very important that, I suppose, traditional media, and in Ireland, to be fair to them, traditional media are very, very good. The public broadcast RTE and the TV3s and other radio stations, there is a very, very high standard out there. But it is also very important that the other side of the coin occasionally is shown, that the people get a chance to...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's... if you were just to take RTE and the news you get from them, then all you're going to hear is the story of people, well, basically people in suits who decide everything. Whereas I think that what we're trying to do is trying to get to the people who are affected by their decisions and talk to them.
The RTE, as you know, did a very good undercover or investigative piece on creches recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever think of doing something like that if the...
Well, actually, the Live Register recently...
No, I'm not asking you to give anything away.
Well, I can't give too much away, but the Live Register recently received funding from the Mary Raftery Journalism Fund, which is an investigative fund. And basically, we will...
In honour of Mary Raftery,
who wrote tremendous work.
Yeah.
And we've received funding to make a programme on migrants' rights, and what we'll be dealing with specifically will be sex workers and... their rights as the migrant sex workers and what sort of
problems
they are facing.
Very
stuff.
Topical at the moment with Fair City, a migrant. You know, the storyline of Fair City is kind of running in that direction. And I was actually talking to Geraldine Rowley, who's a spokesperson for Ruhama.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and she would have a lot to say.
Yeah, I think the Ruhama are involved in the Turn Off the Red Light campaign.
That's right. Yeah.
So we can't go into too much because it is a sort of investigative work, so we want to keep it as play our cards as close to the chest as possible. We will obviously be looking at Turn Off the Red Light, and we'll be wondering, like, is it the best way to go, or are there alternatives, or are there other things that could be done?
That's where things like the Mary Raftery Fund and the Sound of Vision, the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland Sound of Vision scheme is very good. Mm. Donal, thank you very, very much for coming into the studio, and I hope I might drop into you in over the next week or two. I'd love to have a go at playing. Yeah.
Come on in.
Some cameras.